Seattle voters appear to be backing Initiative 122. That's the Honest Elections measure. And as of last night, it led with around 60% of the vote. Brianna Thomas is campaign manager for Honest Elections. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me in.
So for people who still don't entirely understand how all of this is going to work, assuming these results hold and it passes, this gives registered voters, if they want it, up to $100 of democracy vouchers to support the candidate of their choice. What does that mean? How's it going to work?
So in January of any municipal election year, those are our odd years like this year, you'll get mailed 4 democracy vouchers, and then you can choose to give them to the candidate that, you know, most closely identifies with your values, assuming that they have opted into the voluntary system.
And what problems, what's the main problem that you think this is going to solve?
Equality of voice. Really, right now, when it comes to campaign season, candidates have to spend upwards of 16 hours a week fundraising. If we can get them out on doors actually talking to people across the city, if every voter is a donor, then everyone in the city has got a voice. And it takes a little air out of the tires of just the 0.3% that has that access now.
Speaking of the 0.3%, the measure was bankrolled with $1.3 million in contributions, much of that money from outside of Washington State. I'm not the first person who's brought this up. Your opponents raised a lot less money. So how is this measure going to prevent that from happening in the future, from that sort of outside money from pouring into city races?
Well, to be clear, the first $100,000 was here in the city, as were the 32,000 signatures that got us on the ballot.
Right.
This isn't the first time Seattle's led on an issue. We led on the $15 minimum wage. We've led on sick and save time. And so we led on campaign finance reform. And what 122 doesn't do is overturn Citizens United. And that's one of the bigger criticisms that we've got. But until the federal government handles that for us, this is a step in the right direction.
But the answer is we can expect that kind of big money to continue to pour into Seattle.
Well, I don't know what to expect at this point. I wasn't expecting.
It's not going to stop it. That's
what
you're saying.
It's not going to stop it.
Okay. No. Critics also say that this initiative is going to increase the hands and the sort of role of special interests in elections here. And so they're talking about either business or labor groups that might organize and basically get vouchers to be handed in en masse. What's your response to that?
Bundling's just blatantly illegal under the initiative, the way it's written right now. And my response is, if there's people that are grassroots organizing, let's do it. Let's get the people's voices together and heard.
But how's that not, increasing the hand? Or, you know, what does that say about the role of special interests?
Well, it says that for far too long, the interests that are special have been limited, and let's expand that universe.
What do you mean by that?
Voters.
What do you mean by that?
Well, right now, it's just the people with know-how, time, and ability to have the capacity to mobilize for specific candidates.
But isn't this mobilization behind the scenes? Isn't that exactly what we're talking about here, potentially happening? You're saying that's fine.
Well, I'm saying there's also transparency with this process, though. Where the vouchers go, who's collecting them, and when they're being turned, it'll all be very clearly tracked as opposed to dealing with sort of a nebulous construct.
All right. Brianna Thomas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.